Changing gear now, the Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition has a new sponsor for 5 years. It's Stripe, the financial payments company, which was founded by the Irish billionaire brothers Patrick and John Collison. We're joined in studio by Professor Pat Geary, chairperson of the Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition Board. Good morning.
Good morning.
For 25 years, we knew it as the BT Young Scientist Exhibition. When did you realise that was going to change?
The board was informed by BT Ireland that they were no longer going to be our title sponsor in early January. So this is just after the exhibition that we held this year. So since then, we've had a very robust process to find a new title sponsor. And it was our desire to have that name out as we're announcing it today before the secondary schools close this week.
And tell us about why did you decide to go with Stripe? I mean, we know that they've got connections to the exhibition. Patrick Collison won it. John Collison won a category. But ultimately, why did you go with Stripe rather than anyone else?
Well, I mean, you're right. The Collison's a very definite connection to the exhibition is like a full circle story and a very positive coincidence, I would say. But certainly it's Stripe's commitments to the promotion of STEM is really critical. They want to maintain the legacy and ensure to realise the vision of the founders of the Young Scientist all the way back in 1965. And we were certainly impressed at the interview with Stripe about how they were going to maintain that. And for the next number of months, of course, is going to be preparing for the 2026 exhibition.
And are you able to tell us what's the money involved in being a sponsor and what does it mean for the company?
Well, we'd rather keep the financial commitment. It's confidential, so if that's all right. But certainly, we're very much impressed by their commitment in terms of the staff, but also it's critical that there's a sufficient number of volunteers to be able to run the event. Anyone who's been there in January know about the red coats and the blue coats. They're now going to be the Stripe red coats and blue coats, but certainly they have 5 year title sponsorship with the board, and they are committing sufficient finances to ensure that we have a fantastic exhibition as ever.
So now, if you've got that financial anchor in place, that means you can roll out your plans. What can you tell us about what you hope to do over the next 5 years?
Well, certainly the first number of months preparing for 2026 will be steady as you go and make sure that the 2026 exhibition will be as good as, if not better, than we had early in January. And then the exhibition will surely evolve over the next number of years. Stripe has many ideas about that they'd like to ensure that they put in place, and we'll work with the board on that over the number of years. We will relook at all the categories. We will look at how we run the thing. But certainly, they spoke with a lot of stakeholders in preparing for the interview, and they very much got the feedback from them was, don't change it, it works. So we will certainly ensure that the judging, the integrity of all that process remains constant.
And just one last question. This year's competition, how many people were involved? Just how big was it?
Well, we had 550 projects. We had 2,100 projects enter, and they were shortlisted down to that 550. And we had over 40,000 people paying in to see those projects over Thursday, Friday, Saturday down at the RDS.
Let's see what happens next time. Professor Pat Geary, chairperson of the Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition Board, thank you for joining us.